in late for the session. Mitch Norton, did he get through the whole lot? And you're pretty confident he might be right to go Friday?
Yeah, he got through the whole training session. It's looking good out there. So I think it depends on how he pulls up tomorrow and how he goes tomorrow at training. And then obviously the medical staff will make a decision as to whether or not he plays.
What does he add to this team, and in particular one against Melbourne and also on a possible five-game series?
Oh, he's just a very aggressive point guard. You know, he's probably one of the best point guards in the league. You know, going downhill against defenses, he's incredibly poised under pressure. He makes great decisions. He's good at getting guys in spots that we need to, and he's great in terms of having a guy that can help share the load with Damo. So, over the course of a five-game series, potentially, you need to be able to balance minutes and make sure that everyone's fresh as possible.
Have you noticed he's been cautious on the calf, or is he back to his old self?
I'm not the quickest bloke out there, but he went by me like I was standing still today, so he's moving pretty well.
Your own battle in this game with Boone throughout the series, how do you see that?
Yeah, I'm excited. I always like playing against Josh Boone. I relish the opportunity, the challenge. He's a fantastic rebounder. He moves really well. He sprints the lane. So, yeah, I'm going to have my work cut out for me, but I feel confident and ready to go.
You dominated in the double overtime game. You had 20 rebounds in that game. Then you got fouled out in the most recent game. What do you have to do to make sure you get 20 rebounds rather than getting fouled out as quickly as you were?
I think in the second game where I got fouled out, I think I was just got caught out with my positioning. I just, then it got a few, hands fouls, just little cheapies that, just undisciplined stuff. So I got to just make sure I'm locked in and just don't bring my hands down, get my hands caught in the cookie jar, so to speak, and, just make sure I'm locked on with positioning.
A lot of people say when playoffs come around, the bigs come to play, and the importance of the bigs becomes even more important. Do you see it that way?
Oh, I think we're important all year long. But obviously, the finals are very physical. So, bigs game is, physicality, is screening and the rebounding, boxing out, all that sort of stuff. So, the fact that, it is very physical. Obviously, the bigs, keeping teams to one shot with rebounding and, getting guys like, Bryce for us, Casper for them, open for shots on good screens. So the bigs are going to be important.
They set a lot of screens, often high up the court, even just bringing the ball up. Has the defence sort of thought about preparing for that?
Yeah, absolutely. We look at all that sort of stuff, and we've got a game plan to combat that. And obviously, it's a strength of theirs with Casper and the McCarron and Goulding, all very talented ball handlers and shooters.
You guys had a huge win here in the semi-final, 30 points, and that was a much tighter win over in Brisbane. You guys feel that the home court advantage going into the final series is a big strength?
Yeah, absolutely. I think playing in front of 13,000 screaming Perth fans is awesome. It lifts us, and I think the crowd has an ability to get on top of teams and really intimidate some players, and we feel confident playing at home, and the fact that it's a long flight over to Perth as well. So when you've got a five game series, if a team has to travel more than the other, it's probably going to help a little bit, and every little bit helps.
I think that will be significant, like the fact they have to come all over here. They're not accustomed to doing it either, or twice every year. You guys go over there every second week, it feels like.
We literally are flying cross country every second week. So we'll see how they manage it. I'm sure they've got an outstanding support staff and medical crew just as we do, and they'll be on top of how to manage their bodies and make sure that their the flights are having as least impact on them as possible.
The game starts at 10:20 their time, Melbourne time, and I think they're staying on the Melbourne clock. Can you just tell us, for a team that travels and plays at different times, can that have any effect? That means the second half, usually they're in bed on a normal night.
Yeah, I think it can have an effect. I think when we go to New Zealand, we're combating that sort of, we're fighting that. We're playing at, 10 in the morning or something when we go over there. So, what we do is normally try and stay on Perth time, and I'm sure they'll do the same thing, try and stay on Melbourne time. Maybe this week they'll start trying to adjust their body clock a little bit, going to bed a bit later. I don't know what they're doing, maybe training a bit later, I don't know, but there's all sorts of strategies and ways to manage that, and I'm sure it's grand final, so every team, you're going to be doing everything you can to make sure you're ready to go.
Angus, do you try and keep this week as normal as possible?
Yeah, for sure. I think you don't want to change too much. I think you want to try and keep your routine pretty much same business as usual. Obviously, you want to make sure that your body's right and you're locked into everything you need to do. But in terms of your routine, I don't think you want to try and change too much or get too invested, otherwise you might get a little too pumped up and can have a negative effect in the end.
Can you put it out of your mind though?
Oh, you can try as best you can, but I mean, it's grand final. I'm pumped up, I'm ready to go. I'm chomping at the bit. I can't wait for game one to start on Friday.
Tell us how you're going to protect Bryce. You've done a pretty good job since that middle part of January in getting him the ball and protecting him from the double teams. Does that continue and do you have anything up your sleeve extra?
Yeah, it's obviously Bryce. We want him to have the ball and in space and with an opportunity to score as much as possible because that's what he does. He's a fantastic scorer, fantastic shooter of the ball. So that'll fall on the bigs a little bit, make sure that we can set some good screens for him and hopefully get him out into open space, and then the rest of the team works together to, make sure we're moving off the ball when he gets doubled and make sure he has options to pass to, and it's just a collective team effort.
Is he the most important player, do you think, of both teams in this series, and does he lap up that pressure?
Oh, that's a tough question. I think, he's very important. But I think this team's shown throughout the year that everyone is able to step up. If we lose a piece, and we've played games this year without Bryce and, without T, without myself, without Nordo. So, he's important, but I think, it's definitely going to take a collective effort to get the job done. We can't rely on one singular person, and we don't want one singular person feeling that pressure either.
Beautiful.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Jeff. Well done.